This is Out of Bounds. Right around the southwest at Triple M. Final segment of the show. Just about to go to the Friday night huddle leading into Sydney Adelaide, which is going to be a belter to start this big round five Anzac round of the AFL as McDonald's Triple M rocks football. It's coming up very, very soon. Before we get there, let's preview this weekend's Southwest Footy League action.
Okay.
Now, I do need to preface this by saying that, look, we're making predictions, start of the season. Everyone sort of throws it up in the air. Who knows?
Let's just say we got quite a few wrong last week.
Please don't barrage my co-host and berate him if you could, please.
I'll tell you what, the Boomers faithful let me know that I picked Bunbury to beat Eton last week. Oh, it was great out there.
Oh, bless. Because they've had a big week. They had a big weekend because they opened up the Eton Sports Club rooms, like the sort of new facilities they've got out there, which
was terrific.
Looks
it was
great.
Just the atmosphere around the room. There was a good crowd out there. Yep. Crowds were up all weekend.
Which is great.
I was talking to the president, and he's very happy with the crowds.
Tater Tot's happy?
Tater Tot, happy.
I don't know why I just called him Tater Tot. Hello,
Tater Tot.
Sorry about that. All right, three games happening on Saturday. The Saturday afternoon game is at VC Mitchell Park. Donnybrook versus Augusta Margaret River.
Yeah, Donnybrook took a while to get going last week, but when they did kick into gear, they kicked into gear. And Augusta Margaret River must have been a little bit disappointing last week. They just didn't fire too many shots, so they'll be looking to bounce back. But I think Donnybrook out there.
Donnybrook should win that one, I would think. Two twilight games on Saturday. First one at Hands Oval, South Bunbury and HBL.
Looking forward to this one too, because I don't think the South boys would be overly happy with their efforts last week. HBL let the Donnybrook run back a bit, so this is going to be a great contest. Did you see in the best players last week our mate Matt Giacci?
Trucks.
Featured in the best players. He just keeps on going, doesn't he?
Watch out. You know, it's interesting. We've gone through now 3-4 weeks of this show. 3 weeks? 3 weeks. We haven't had much Matt Giacci talk yet.
I rang him on the phone. He's going to get stuck into us when he does come on. So
bless.
Just be prepared.
Well, if that's the case, I'll fire back with some of his commentary gold from last year, shall I? there's some
and
nuggets.
Yeah, looking at that, which way are you going? South and HBL?
I'll go South, but only just because they're at home. I think if that was at HBL, I think HBL would win that comfortably, like maybe 4 or 5 goals. But I think that'll be close at South Bunbury. So South Bunbury just. Harvey Bulls and Carey Park, the other twilight game, Saturday.
Did you notice I didn't put a tip in there because I'm going to be at that game? Harvey Bulls, Carey Park, another interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, South Bunbury or HBL?
Oh, draw.
Oh, I'm going to help you! Harvey Bulls, Carey Park.
Hey, this is going to be a great game of footy. If you read this before the season starts, you'd just say it was a Harvey Bulls game, but Carey Park were very good last week.
Mm.
Tough to go down there to the Harvey Bulls. They get a magnificent crowd down there. Maybe Harvey Bulls down there.
I tipped them as premiers, so they have to win this, really. I mean, otherwise, you know, zipping two starts, not great. Let's go to the two Sunday games. Collie Eagles, Eton Boomers at Collie Rec Ground.
Another one that'll be well worth going on. Eton took a while to get going, but when Rowan Lilly was good up forward, Matty Scott, and then Brandon Jetta. Graham Jetta through the midfield was outstanding, and Pagey along half back. So, look, they've got a chance up there. Collie Eagles, though, I tipped them to be premiers, so maybe Collie. Sorry, Gav.
It's a good point, I suppose. I will go with the Collie Eagles. And then Bunbury Busselton, we obviously talked to Steve Lester earlier. Your thoughts on this?
This will be an absolute beauty.
Yep.
She'll be quick and fast. Bunbury will want to bounce back, and Eton Busselton will be ripe and ready to go, won't they? They'd have a lot of self-belief after winning last week. Bunbury maybe just.
Yep. Oh, Bunbury as well. So that means we're going for all the 5 home teams, but who the heck knows? It's going to be a great weekend. And just quickly, Slammers by how much this weekend against Rockingham?
They're going to get up 5.
5? Good. Excellent. Look forward to that. That'll be great. whatever you're up to this weekend, enjoy it. If you're going to the sporting action, hope you have a great time. A lot to come this weekend. Craney, thank you.
Thank you, Dan. It's been another fantastic Friday afternoon.
And they haven't kicked us off after 3 weeks, so it's going well, obviously.
They can't because you locked the door.
I know. Exactly. I know how to lock the door in this place. Out of Bounds, back again next Friday. If you want to catch up anytime, it is on our Triple M app, or you can go online to triplem.com.au. News next, then we're off to Triple M footy.